Our lives are run on science, and if we don't understand it, for one thing, we can't make informed objections about things that we're worried about. And it's important for the public to communicate with science about ways in which science is affecting them. I think the public needs to be communicated with in such a way that they can raise good objections when necessary, but based on real science, not based on baseless fears. And it's up to science, it's up to the scientists, I think, to communicate it with such clarity, but accuracy, so that the public is glad to get the real story.
What's some of the biggest challenges when you're doing the workshops, when you're working with the scientists, in getting them to kind of relax and open up and really be able to talk at a layperson's level?
You know, that's one of the wonderful things about the way we work with scientists. It's so great to see it. I love to sit in on the classes or sometimes teach them, because what you see is it's not hard work to get them to relax and jump in with enthusiasm, because the games we play, and they're games, sometimes they're exercises, but mostly they're games. You see the scientists flushed with enthusiasm. They're connecting to other people. It's a very happy experience. I mean, we're social animals, so if you can get people to connect and get in motion together and have a goal that you're trying to achieve in this game, and it can only be achieved through contact with the other person, where you're actually reading the cues coming from the other person, this is an exciting state to be in. So there's no problem getting them to do it, getting them to relax. They love it.
So they're not really up in that ivory tower everybody hears about.
No, they're not. Well, they might be when they walk in the door, but they don't stay in the ivory tower. They get into everybody else's state of mind and space. And it's really exciting to see that happen.
So how do you do a workshop with scientists and improv?
I can describe it for you, but you wouldn't get anything from the description. It's something you have to go through. And when you go through this process, you get transformed a little bit. We don't give tips on how to communicate. We put you through experiences that help you communicate better, lead you to the point where you just naturally, with an open heart, are glad to communicate more openly, to make more personal contact with the audience, to be aware of whether or not they're understanding the technical stuff you're talking about, and to also be aware about whether or not it's accurate and that you're not dumbing it down for them, because that doesn't benefit them either. The art of communicating is something that science has neglected to a great extent up until now. A few years ago, I talked to some scientists about this, and an older scientist, after I was making the case for better communication among scientists, his question was, why doesn't the public study chemistry? They can get much more of what chemistry is about, and physics and biology and so on, if it's presented to them in terms, in language, that they understand, that the way they speak. We talk to each other in stories. We use imagery. We are emotional when we talk. I was so excited today to find out that such and such happened, or you won't believe this disgusting thing I saw. Well, as soon as you say that, our ears open up. And when scientists learn to speak the way we speak, not only the words we use, but the way we tell stories to each other, then we will understand more about chemistry, because not everybody has the time to go to school and hold down a full-time job and learn chemistry, astrophysics, nuclear medicine. You know, there's a whole lot of stuff out there to learn. I want them to share that with us out of an abundance of their own enthusiasm, and then that enthusiasm will be contagious for us.
You yourself are very animated when you talk about this program and getting academic scientists and other scientists to be able to communicate. How important is this for you personally?
Well, it's important to me personally because my hobby is to try to understand more about science. So I'm constantly reading it, I'm constantly talking to scientists, scientists have a hard time just shaking hands with me, because within 30 seconds I'm asking them about the deepest aspects of their work, and I can see their eyes sort of look dazzled sometimes, because I just want to know. But what I find is they really want to tell me. They long to communicate. It's not hard to convince them to get better at communication. And that's great. That's great for me to hear, because it's really a selfish motive I have for getting them to communicate better. I want to understand more. And the better they can communicate it, the more I'll understand and the happier I'll be.
Alda gave a public talk helping the public get beyond a blind date with science as part of the launch of UVM's formal affiliation with the Alan Alda Center for Communicating Science. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.